Resident Bad Boy Lee Dongmin. Written by Von Seal. Read by Interstellar Blue. Dongmin stared down at his shoes and tried to avoid eye contact with everyone else in the office. A few teachers had already approached him to ask why he was there, what he had done, and if they could help. And he was too embarrassed to say much, and so he could only shake his head and mutter, "It's nothing, I'm fine." Soon he just had to deal with their pitying glances as his homeroom teacher sighed and stared down at some paperwork, as if he was struggling to figure out what to do with his most accomplished student. Dongmin knew he deserved punishment, but he hated to think how this might look on his record. Already he'd been late to class once before, and after his scuffle with stupid Moonbin he had been placed in detention. But at least that punishment did have some good. He ended up dating Moonbin, and now they were a couple. There was no good on the horizon for this particular punishment, though. The door slid open and someone else walked in. Dongmin listened to footsteps, which suddenly stopped near him. "Dongmin?" "Speak of the devil." Dongmin looked up and saw Moonbin standing over him, his eyes wide with shock. "What the hell are you?" "Language," a teacher fussed, smacking Bin's shoulder. "Sit down." Bin scoffed, but he took a seat beside Dongmin. Once the teacher walked away, Bin eyed his boyfriend carefully. "What did you do?" they both whispered at the same time. Bin gestured at Dongmin to go first. Dongmin sighed and then looked away before he admitted to Bin, "I had cigarettes on me." "You don't smoke, though," Bin said, narrowing his eyes. "Of course not, but I found Myungjun with them, and he panicked and told me not to tell. He said he was just trying them out and he hated them anyway. But some teachers were coming, and so I took them from Myungjun, and I was the one caught with them." He ran his fingers through his hair. He could imagine how it looked, considering how many times he had messed with his hair since being set down in the office. "And I can't tell them the truth, because then it will be Myungjun in trouble, and his parents were a bit more strict than mine. Though, I can't imagine my mom will be pleased." "That's very noble of you," Bin murmured, eyeing a teacher who walked nearby. "Man, my reason seems really stupid now. I wish you had done something equally stupid, like, I don't know, I wish you had set a classroom on fire." Dongmin rolled his eyes. Trust Bin to try and make hilarious jokes despite the situation they both found themselves in. "I'm not really an arsonist. And you're not a smoker, either. Why are you here?" "Oh," Bin grinned sheepishly. "I finally got my license back from my parents, so I took my motorcycle out with some other guys from school. Except I wasn't keeping track of the time, so I showed up too late."
"How late?"
10 minutes ago."
"Are you?"
Dongmin stared at his boyfriend incredulously.
"It's halfway through the day."
"I know."
"I thought you were in class."
"I never said I was, and hey, I really wasn't paying attention to the time, I was just having fun."
Bin sighed and then slouched over a bit in his chair. "Though now I guess my mom's going to take away my license again. Maybe I should hide it. Do you think you can hold on to it for me, and I'll just tell her I lost it?"
Dongmin, a dutiful boyfriend, held out his hand and Bin was quick to pass it over. "What about your motorcycle?"
"I'll stash that at your place. Your mom won't mind, will she?"
His mom liked Bin for some strange reason. Bin was probably the worst influence possible, and yet Dongmin's mother loved him. She would have done anything for Bin, and so Dongmin nodded his head, giving his boyfriend permission to hide his motorcycle away from his mother. Bin smiled, and he looked so sweet that Dongmin had to smile back. "In return, I'll get you out of this," he whispered, and before Dongmin could ask how, Bin loudly announced,
"Where the hell are my cigarettes, Dongmin? Weren't you holding those for me?"
The teachers looked over at them, and Dongmin stared at his boyfriend in absolute confusion. What was he even talking about? Before he could ask, Bin held out a hand. "Come on, give them back. I need to go take a smoke." Bin didn't smoke, but Dongmin couldn't say anything. Her teacher stood up and waved the pack of cigarettes at Bin.
"These are yours?"
he asked.
Bin nodded his head.
"Uh-huh," he lied.
"And Dongmin was just holding them for you?"
"Yep, he didn't smoke any, did he?" The teacher looked at the pack, and Dongmin realized that since Myungjun had obviously smoked one or two, the pack was not full any longer. Bin seemed to realize it at the same time.
"I mean, I already smoked some of them."
"How many?" the teacher asked. Bin blanched and glanced at Dongmin, who shrugged unhelpfully.
20, said Bin.
And with that, Bin landed both of them in detention. Bin for smoking cigarettes and showing up late, and Dongmin also for smoking cigarettes and aiding in the smuggling of a banned substance.
Bin pouted during detention, and he whispered to Dongmin when the teacher's back was turned, "Next time, I should just tell them that we had sex in the back of your mom's car and you grabbed my coat on accident." "You're a moron," Dongmin fussed at him, red in the face and wondering why on earth he ever thought it was a good idea to allow resident bad boy Moonbin the chance to get them both out of detention. His plans never worked. But that was what Dongmin loved about him. The end. Thank you for listening.